Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I have a guest today, Anthony Berticelli, who's the VP of Operations at PSA. Hey Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. There is a big conference coming up that we are excited to be participating in ourselves. It'll be the first time that we've actually actively participated in this. It's called Tech 2020. Every year it's called Tech something, the year. And it's a show, a combined show of PSAV or PSA and USAV, right?
That is correct. Yeah. So Tech is a conference that has been going on for a little over 40 years. It started as a relatively small conference and had moved around the country. And now we are, as you mentioned, a conference that is directed at the low voltage integrator, both on the security and the pro AV side. We anticipate somewhere between 1,000 and 1,100 attendees annually at the conference.
Yeah, so basically, this is a very interesting show that it does have a unique niche, because for people listening and like, oh, I go to CES or I go to Infocom or I go to Enterprise Connect, there's a hook here, because this covers, originally the show started as a security show, but this now covers all elements of AV and security. So there's kind of there's two major reasons to go, because obviously the security side of AV is ramping up considerably, considering what's happened in the world over the last 10 years. And also on the security side, the AV side of security is ramping up, so that it's all merging together. So it's a really interesting opportunity to focus on those two areas with a big focus on, collaboration and some of the new AV technologies. And it happens, by the way, towards the end of April, April 20th through the 23rd in Denver, Colorado. I'll put a link to the show in the description of this podcast. But Anthony, talk about, so if I go to this show or I'm looking at other shows that are around, because, obviously I'm going to send people to Infocom, I'm going to send people to these other shows we mentioned, give me the top three reasons why they should budget to head to Denver.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, this show has really evolved, as you mentioned, over time. And we do a couple things different. And the one thing that I really like to say about PSA Tech is that, a lot of shows really focus on the exhibit side and have education kind of as a sidebar. And PSA Tech has really started as an education show that also has an exhibit at it. In a short period of time, PSA Tech has over 120 educational sessions as well as certifications. So it really started on that certification side in security with product certifications, and we've spread that over to the AV side. So for the first year as well, AVIXA will be offering the CTS prep course as well as the exam at PSA Tech. So we have that certification side covered. A very unique aspect that I think about PSA Tech is we also run a real strict no sales pitch guideline for our education sessions. So when companies or individuals are in there teaching, you're going to get educational content and not necessarily product specific content, unless it's something at, at a certification. We kind of save that product specific side for the exhibit show. Additionally, within the breadth of that education, we really try and cover all aspects of the low voltage integrator. So whether you're the C-suite, a technician, sales and marketing, IT, whatever your role in that low voltage integrator, we have an entire track of education that is specifically designed to teach that person. So, those tracks, again, are everything from leadership and operations focused on mergers and acquisitions. We have an entire track on managed services and recurring monthly revenue. We have an entire side of it as well, dedicated specifically to cybersecurity, one for sales and marketing. So not only are you getting that either security or AV specific, conversations, but there's a lot of education, actually the vast majority of it, that is applicable to all low voltage integrators across the board on how to better run your business. And I think another really unique aspect that we do is a good majority of our education. I'd say this year it's probably about 40% of our content is peer-led and collaborative. So it's not just manufacturers who are teaching, it's other integrators. It is our committees that are made up of individuals from those integrator companies as well. So a lot of peer-led collaborative conversations happen, in not only in the education rooms, but also in the networking events and receptions that are part of the events as well.
It's interesting, all the three areas you focused on, really four, all focused on education. And I think that's a big element here because I think we don't have enough education in our industry. There's not enough availability. And I would say that's a big reason to expand who you would consider sending to a show like this, because at Infocom, here's what happens. It's a great show. Here's what happens. You go to Infocom with the intention of taking a class. You start walking around the show floor, and then you're 10 minutes late for your class. You decide not to go because it takes you 15 minutes to get there. And so you have all the best intentions. And a lot of people sign up for education. They don't actually attend. And I love the education that VIXA has. And I'm very excited to hear that the CTS prep course is at Tech. That gives you another hook. But I think that if anything, this is a great opportunity for you to focus on the educational side. And I'm glad you said that. Of course, you're going to go to the show. Of course, you're going to walk the show. But focus on the education side. If you look at the educational track, if you go to psatech.com and look at the conference side of things, it's under the conference link. Look at the agenda. Look at the sessions. You're going to be blown away because it is a lot of peer-led stuff, but it's a lot of really good information covering all aspects of our industry. So if you're on the AV side wanting to add more security, you're on the security side wanting to add AV, or you want to get the latest of collaboration technologies, which is obviously exploding now, this is a great show to go to 2 months before Infocom, sort of in a really good space. And it's in Denver. Everyone has awesome feature of Denver. Everyone has a single flight to Denver. Denver has every airport around the country. You can get to Denver on one flight. So I'm excited about being part of this. Anthony, I appreciate your invitation to rave and inviting us to participate in this. I attended the show like 10 or 12 years ago, just as a casual attendee to kind of get a feel for it when it was all security. And I'm really excited to see how it's evolved with USAV.
That's great. And, you know, you brought up a really interesting point as well. On both the AV and the security side, we have those, you know, shows that are significantly larger than PSA Tech. And as you mentioned, it's hard to get around. You end up late for education sessions because you're out on the exhibit floor. It's another really unique part of tech is when we run our exhibit show, which is on Wednesday, we actually do not have any education that conflicts with our exhibit show. So everyone who is attending education will have the full ability to get to the booths, which I believe this year we have about 110 exhibitors. So they have time to get out and meet with those folks, and there is no conflict that forces you to choose whether you're going to visit the exhibitors or do your education. So we really structure it so that everybody has the opportunity to hit all aspects of the show and not feel like they're rushed or running late at any point throughout it.
Okay. Well, that's a big advantage. As I said, you can see it all at psatech.com. Anthony, I appreciate you joining me, and I hope that everyone will attend. If you're not going, we are going to cover the heck out of the show and bring it to the rest of the industry. I think that we can help the show grow, and I think you'll see a big impact by 2021 with people getting exposed to the show that normally wouldn't know the show from our coverage. But I would like to encourage you to come. It's great educational packages, great opportunities for USAV and PSA members, of course, but you can come if you're not. And of course, going to the exhibits is free. So check it all out at psatech.com. Anthony, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you having me, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great day.